Hello, everybody. I hope you're all well. Welcome back to episode 6 of the Jordan Teresa podcast. Very luckily, I only recorded about 10 minutes and I realized I hadn't clicked record on the audio recording on the computer. I'm so useless. I'm literally so useless. But if you're watching on YouTube, you may know I finally have visuals. I'm finally recording myself. And thank God for that, because I look really hot and sexy today. I look really cute. I literally can't stop looking at myself in the viewfinder. Like, sorry if people looking in viewfinders annoys you, because I'm about to be annoying you because I look really, really cute. So sorry, I'm all over the place because I just really, really got into it. Like, I was getting into it and then I realized that I wasn't recording because I'm absolutely useless. There is so much stuff on the table right now. I am so stressed. Like, this is the first time. I'm not stressed at all. That was a lie. That was such a lie. I'm not stressed. I'm loving my life. I was so excited to record this episode today. Also, I'm waiting for my friend. Sorry if you guys hear the doorbell soon. My friend Jake is coming around and I'm waiting for him so I can let him in. But then I need to carry on filming this episode. Oh my God, working queen. I look like such a cute little podcast host today. Before we get into it, thank you guys so... I can't even remember what I... Oh, guys, I had such a strong start. But before we get into it, thank you guys so much for 400,000 subscribers. I hit 400,000 subscribers on my YouTube yesterday. So thank you guys so, so much. Feeling very grateful... Very lucky to be able to do this for a living, and I wouldn't be able to do it without you guys. So thank you so much. And thank you to everyone who supported the podcast. I'm really glad to be finally getting visuals in and being so patient as well. I'm finally no longer in my lazy era. I was getting really, really lazy like with this podcast and stuff. But now that I've sort of gotten into it and I'm sort of brainstorming more of the ideas and stuff, I was so excited to film, and I still am. I'm so excited to film this episode. Like, filming, like recording podcasts is like a lot sort of easier than like doing videos, because even though like you've got the script in front of you, like I script to the joke, I script all of my videos, and reading off a script is very stressful. I hate filming videos. It's my least favorite part of the whole making videos process is filming it, because it's just so stressful having to like memorize and read off of a script and stuff. But this is fun. And I get to just sit here on my gaming chair and I get to have my headphones on and look at myself in the thumbnail and I look so... Oh, my underarms are hairy. But that doesn't matter. That doesn't matter, actually. I'm not apologising about having hairy underarms. What? Do you think I can't have hairy underarms because I'm a woman? But if you are... Sorry. If you are listening on Spotify or Apple, I do recommend watching on YouTube, because I will be putting up pictures... Oh, I haven't even explained what the episode is yet. In today's episode of the Jordan Teresa podcast, we are going to be judging Love Islanders brand deals. So if you are listening on Spotify and Apple, you can carry on, because I am going to be describing what I'm looking at. But I do recommend going over to YouTube and watching, because I will be putting pictures on the screen. And also, I look really hot and sexy today. I look really, really hot and sexy. Like... So I know we all know what Love Island is, but especially if you watch my videos, and you don't know what Love Island is, then you aren't a Jordan Teresa stan. You aren't a Jordan Teresa stan at all. But Love Island is a reality show here in the UK. They have a bunch of versions all over the world, and people go on there, they go in a villa, they find love, they couple up, blah, 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 there's a cash prize. We all know this. But people do go on Love Island for love every now and again. But people mostly go on Love Island because it's a one-way ticket to become a really successful influencer and make loads and loads of money and like become a millionaire. And a big part of when people come out of Love Island is they receive a bunch of brand deals from fast fashion brands, beauty brands. And today I thought it'd be fun to just judge all of them. So I asked you guys over on my Instagram... Oh my God, I'm okay. Oh God, sorry if you don't like choking or coughing. I asked you guys over my Instagram to send me over Love Island brand deals that you wanted me to judge. Sorry, I cannot believe I wasn't recording for 10 minutes. Imagine if I recorded this entire episode and I wasn't even recording. I would have cried. Thank God I noticed it. Thank God I'm an idiot. And I looked, I was like, weird. It's not saying how long I've been recording for. And I realized I hadn't even pressed the record button. I was going to say something and now I've forgotten. I asked on my Instagram to send me over Love Island brand deals. And if you don't follow me on Instagram and you want to get involved with the next episode, I'm going to be asking a lot about my podcast on my Instagram. My Instagram is at Jordan A. Teresa, Teresa with a H. Let's actually just get into it. So the most requested one easily for me to judge was Gemma Owen x PLT. Now, Gemma Owen came second place, just in case anyone who didn't watch it this year. Gemma Owen came second place this year and she is rich. So her dad is actually Michael Owen. And guys, I'm out of the loop. I don't watch football. I'm sorry. I don't know who Michael Owen is. But he's like rich. He's rich and he's a footballer. So rich, in fact, that apparently the necklace which she wore on the show, oh my God, ASMR. The necklace which she wore on the show cost like £50,000. £50,000 necklace. What? So she is rich. I cannot believe that she nearly won. I cannot believe that the great British public nearly gifted someone £50,000 who lives in like a mansion and their dad's a famous football player. Like, are you dumb? But Gemma, I don't particularly dislike or like her. Her boyfriend Luca is my greatest enemy and her ex-boyfriend Jax is my second greatest enemy. So it's like, should I judge you for your taste in men? Probably. But she's like a fairly sort of like, she was always very neutral on the show. She's quite mature for her age as well. She's only 19. But like when we actually get onto, so I've already looked at this collection, by the way, disclaimer, I'm not reacting to it. I've already sent screenshots of it into my girls group chat. Like, what the fuck is this? Also, by the way, guys, I'm going to be mean. I'm going to be a bit mean, okay? Because to my core, I am a hater, all right? I'm judging all these Love Island brand deals and I haven't got any brand deals with any fashion brands at all. I don't do deals with fast fashion. But, you know, this is coming from... Am I a hypocrite? Not a hypocrite? Am I a loser for judging someone for their brand deals when I don't have that many? Maybe, but to my core, I am a hater. So, sorry, the lighting's going really weird. Let me crank up my light one second. Okay, so I've just drastically improved the lighting. Sorry about that, guys. So, by the way, this is not like a reaction or like a first impressions. In my 2013 beauty guru era, first impressions. No, this is not my first impressions nor my first reaction because I have already sent screenshots of this into my girls group chat. Like, this isn't good. So Gemma got the lucrative PLT deal. Pretty Little Thing is like a massive fast fashion brand and every year they give a Love Islander like £1 million brand deal. And they actually ran like a poll on Twitter and India won, but they actually gave India something else, but we'll talk more about that later. But a lot of people, to be fair, a lot of people were like, why is Gemma going for this? Like, she, because Gemma's style isn't a bit of me. Like, this is going to be a bit biased. I don't like Gemma's style. To be fair, it's very timeless. So like from a sustainability point of view, her style is very timeless, but it's like very like corporate. It's very old, like it's sort of like it's like a North London Cock Foster's mum. Like, that's all I can describe it as. Like, and I don't like it. I think she's just so young. I just can't get over that she's 19. So I'm not like huge on her style. So a lot of people like being quite critical, like, oh, why did she get the Pretty Little Thing deal? Like, she is wearing this £50,000 necklace on Love Island, has all these expensive clothes, and now she's going to be selling like £3 crop tops. Like, what is going on? But to be fair, I don't think, like, Molly Mae, I don't think she has super expensive style, but Molly Mae hasn't got cheap style, and she is literally the creative director of Pretty Little Thing now. So, like, I don't think it was necessarily completely, like, a bad move for her. I definitely think she could have, like, built herself as like, but like built her brand to be like a luxury influencer. Like, personally, if I was like her I don't know, her manager, I would tell her to just take luxury deals and build herself as a luxury influencer, because she's loaded, because she's from a rich family, and it's not super believable that she is. I mean, it's not the most believable thing that she's wearing £3 crop tops from PLT, but also like Molly May wears a lot of PLT clothes, which I'm convinced that they give influencers like different clothes to what they actually sell, because the last time I bought Pretty Little Thing was a couple years back. I don't buy from them anymore. I've cut out quite a lot of fast fashion, and the quality is fucking terrible. Like, the quality is dreadful, and so like I just can't remember. So like, how does Molly May's clothes look so good? Come on, there's conspiracy. They must be given at different clothes. So a lot of people thought it was a little bit like out of like image, and I don't necessarily think it's super like suits her image, but also I don't think it's like completely crazy or like out of the ordinary. So let's actually have a look at the collection. So the collection, it's not a collection. So she didn't design any of this stuff. It's an edit. So basically, I'm pretty sure this is how it works. I don't work in the fashion industry, so correct me if I'm wrong. But basically, they go to an influencer, they give them a bunch of things to choose from, and they get to choose it, and it's their edit. Like, it's the Gemma Owen edit. So I'm just on my phone now, and I'm going to have a look. So, clothing. How do I look at the collections? They do not make this easy to navigate at all. I just want to look at the Gemma Owen. Okay, I've just searched up Gemma Owen. I think I found the edit. So, it's to be fair, some of it is not my style. Like, the thing which I'm looking at right now is just a pair of blue jeans. Inoffensive, they're fine. I'm pretty sure my sister has a pair of jeans like this, they're fine. The next outfit I'm looking at, so what I'm looking at right now is she is wearing a green cable knit crop top and short sets, which I don't mind. I would prefer it in a different color. I think in the cream color it would be nice, but I don't mind that. I think that looks absolutely fine. Then she's paired it with these tanned heeled boots, which I don't, let's be fair, these boots remind me of like my mum in the early 2000s. And then they put a massive trench coat over it, and then a big hat. It's just so, let's get one thing clear. I hate the hat. I hate the hat. Stop putting this young, beautiful girl in these ugly hats, okay? Hat done, hat gone. Hat looks like, this is reaching a memory in my brain. Did anyone remember the film Madeline? And it was about a girl, sorry, I had it on VHS. This is how old this memory is in my brain. Madeline, and she, she had a little private school hat on. This is like a private school hat. Like, it's a brown hat with a little ribbon around it. It looks like a private school hat. Why is it a trilby? Have they put the poor girl in a trilby? It's 2022. We need to get rid of trilbies, okay? I'm a trilby hater to my core. Like, and then, to be fair, the boots aren't my style, but also they're not that ugly. The coat, the boots, the set is fine. Just why have they put it all together? And I know that she didn't style herself, because she doesn't dress like this. She dresses much better than this. Someone else has styled her. Why have they done this? So, out of 10, the set itself and the individual pieces, I'd give them like a 6 or a 7. Like, they're not my style, but like, they're fine on their own. But altogether, I would give that a 3. So the next thing I'm looking at is, okay, so there's a couple of blazers. One of them is a white leather blazer. Again, I don't mind it. Like, I think it's absolutely fine. I think it looks nice on her. The next one is one of those blazers where it's like a cape, which again is fine. I don't have any particular feelings about it. Next is olive structured contour rib high. Okay, this is not that bad. See, I think we started out with a really bad outfit. This is fine, but again, I just don't like it. I think it's quite her style, but also it's quite ill-fitting. like it's like bagging up and ruching at like the shoulders, which I know it should sort of be like tight bodycon. They have styled it like okay though, like it's styled with some knee-high snake skinny boots, which and then like a little sort of crocodile like nude bag. That's fine. Like, again, it's just like, it's all quite dated. Like, I understand that her style is like Gemma's style itself, I think, is quite timeless. Even though it's not my thing, it's quite timeless. But the colors which they're using for this edit, like the olive greens, like the sort of like the, what was it, like the tan browns, are very like 2006. Like 2006, 2007. Like, again, these are boots that my mum would buy at Brent Cross. Like, oh my God, where did my mum used to buy boots from? Russell and Bromley. Sorry. Anyone which grew up in North London or near North London, did your mum used to drag you to Brent Cross every weekend? It's a shopping centre. Brent Cross, and she used to throw us in the creche. She used to put me and my sister in the creche and she'd go shopping all day. She was actually living her best life when my mum used to be a stay-at-home mum. And she used to put me and my sister in a creche and then they closed the creche down. And she said that creche closing down was one of the worst things that's ever happened to her. But you know, so it, those boots remind me of something that my mum would have bought in Russell and Bromley in 2006. Okay, so what is this? Again, blue jeans, fine. Oh, this next outfit I'm looking at is, so the first thing are chocolate brown faux leather Taylor Extreme wide leg trousers. What are they? And then they've paired it with this cutout shirt, which actually I've seen on TikTok they ripped off of a small business, which isn't unheard of, a pretty little thing at all. I will try and put the name of the business on the screen now so you guys can actually go check out the real thing, because this shirt, it's not like hideous, but it doesn't look great. But when I actually saw what it was based off of, like the actual slow fashion garm, like it looks so much better. Like the real thing looks so much better. But this is just something which, why have they dressed her in this? Even like objectively, it's just like, these are just like, and I'm open to things which aren't my style, but these are objectively ugly. Like, I feel like if they were made with like a really good material, like really good, like faux leather, and they would like, they would look nice. I reckon they would look nice, but because it's like this cheap plasticky leather, and I just don't understand why they've, it's more just the fact that, one thing, I know I've criticized Molly Mae in the past, and obviously I'm going to be critical of her because she is the creative director of Pretty Little Thing. Like, that's very, very unethical. But all of her clothes that she had in her edits and like on her Instagram and stuff, I genuinely believe that she would have worn them. I will never see Gemma Owen in this. Gemma Owen is not walking around in these. Like, and again, if you like make an edit and you put something in there which you wouldn't necessarily wear but you think it's cool, like that's fine. But I just don't think that this is good. And then the shirt's okay, but the shirt is like the real slow fashion thing looked so much better. Let's have a look. Okay, the next thing. Oh, this is not that bad at all. The next thing, this is actually quite nice. It is a khaki woven oversized like suit. Khaki olive colour. Oh, my friend Jake's outside. Sorry guys, one second. Sorry about that, guys. I had to let my friend Jake in, as I mentioned earlier. You know what I love about being a young adult is no one rings your doorbell anymore. And I love that. I have a door, the doorbell, like, so it's like electric, right? Doorbells. Sorry, that felt sound like the dumbest thing ever. But doorbells are electric. Like, they used to not be electric and now they are. And they've put like the little thing where the doorbell sounds off from in the bedroom. And it's like the most invasive, like ding. I literally can't take it. So shout out Jake for not ringing my doorbell. So this is actually nice. It's like a khaki three-piece suit with a waistcoat, flared trousers. They paired it with nude heels. This is really nice. I think, sorry, the lighting is changing so much. I think that she looks really, really nice here. I just think this is nice. I think it's nice. I think it's difficult. Guys, there's just something about women in suits. They look great. And this comes from someone I don't wear suits. I don't feel brave enough to wear a suit. But I want to wear a suit. I look like such a bad bee in a suit. So she looks great there. The next outfit is, to be fair, a lot of this stuff is on sale. Ooh. Oh my god, I need to get a soundboard. I need to complete my podcastification of Jordan and Teresa. I need to get a soundboard, and I'm going to put the Drag Race, like the rattle, like the... So... Okay, I think I found something kind of cute. So this is a... She's just wearing a black mini dress with a pleather blazer jacket. Now, I would like this pleather blazer jacket if they didn't pair it with gold buttons. This is what I'm talking about with this collection. It's so 2007. Like, it's like River Island. I listened to this really, really good podcast this morning that I've started listening to. The Down Low. Everyone go listen to it. I want to make sure I got the name right. Yeah, I keep calling it The Low Down, but it's called The Down Low. And they were talking about Gemma's style, and they said that it's like very Dorothy Perkins, her style. Sorry, I want to exit off this and make sure I'm still recording, that I don't accidentally stop recording again. Stop recording, that I don't accidentally not start recording. Yeah, no, so this is like a pleather and it's got gold buttons on it. The dress, again, it's fine. But the jacket, the gold buttons make it look so cheap. And by the way, guys, we all know me. I don't buy expensive stuff. We all know me. I'm cheap. Like, I don't buy expensive stuff. I buy literally nearly all my clothes secondhand. So there's nothing wrong with things being cheap, nor like sort of looking cheap. But that's £45. Sorry, I haven't been looking at the prices. This is £45. And it looks terrible. Like, sorry, I know I sound harsh, but it doesn't look good. And then the next thing we have... I wonder if PLT are selling those horrible hats that they've put her in. I bloody hope not. Save the general public from trilbies, please. So the next outfit is... It's a knitted two-piece khaki. It's like a long skirt. And then it's like a sleeveless turtleneck. I think this is fine. I think they've paired... I like the way they've paired it with the jewellery. I think she looks really pretty. Yeah, no, I think it's fine. It's not like amazing, but it's fine. See, this is coming off the back of like the trilby. Oh, the next thing is, this is a ribbed two-piece. So wait, ribbed. The word rib traumatized, like, it triggers me because it just reminds me of condoms. So what I'm looking at right now is like a, the colour's really nice. It's like a creamy grey kind of colour. And it's like a set, and the top is like short and it's like scooped low and it's got a collar on it. I really like the top. I think the top is really nice. I'm not sure about the bottoms. It comes with like a bottoms, and the bottoms are like basically the stitching's on the outside. And it basically reminds me of anyone that survived micro trends here will know about those damn Jaded London patchwork jeans. It reminds me of the Jaded London patchwork jeans, okay? I'm sorry. Don't like the trousers, like the top. Again, I don't like the waistband. The waistband of the leggings is really thick. And again, this just does not seem like something that she would wear. Maybe she'd wear the top. I don't know her. I don't know, maybe she would wear this. But I just don't picture her wearing any of this stuff. And then... Okay, I found something that I like. This is a black structured contour cap sleeve bodycon dress. I think this is really nice. I would genuinely wear this. If I shopped from Pretty Little Thing, I'd probably buy this. It's literally just very simple LBD with cap sleeves. But it's difficult to get an LBD wrong, you know? Like, I think this is really nice. I really like the cap sleeves on it too. I'm not going to stay on this for too long because I feel like I've been judging her collection forever. So I'm going through again. Another nice dress is like a ruched brown spaghetti strap dress. That's nice, and it seems like something that she would wear as well. Chocolate one shoulder knit. Yeah, this is nice. Again, it's another sort of maxi dress, and it's got cutouts in it. I think that's nice. Sorry, there is so much stuff. Okay, I'm finally sort of at the bottom. The last outfit I'm going to rate, because I've been staying on this for a while, is this outfit. It is a, for anyone that's listening, it's a charcoal maxi dress, and she's wearing it with like a long, it looks like it's one of those like fluffy, like, you know, those Emma Chamberlain, 2017 Emma Chamberlain coats. But then they've popped it with a fucking hat. why do they keep putting this poor girl in hats? Like, what? Like, this would be a completely fine outfit. Like, I think the dress is nice. I think she would have looked lovely if they didn't put her in this damn hat. Did they ask her to put her in hats? Are Pretty Little Things single-handedly trying to bring back Trilby's? Are Pretty Little Things sponsored by Trilby's? What's going on? So, overall, I don't like it, but also it's not my style. There is a few nice pieces, like the sort of the black dress, the green suit I thought was nice, but I just don't know. Why are they styling her in this way? With the Trilbies. I can't get over the Trilbies. The Trilbies are what I can't get over, but let's move on. The next one, again, I'm going to be relating back to Pretty Little Thing, is India X PLT Marketplace. So this was actually quite controversial because, as I said earlier, India actually won the like poll that they did on Twitter. She got the most likes on her picture, but they gave the deal to Gemma. So people were like, oh my gosh, you're using India for clout, which like they definitely were. But then they gave India PLT Marketplace, and India said on a podcast, she said on GK Barry's podcast, what is it called? Saving Grace. She said on Saving Grace that she was actually had the choice to make an edit or to do PLT Marketplace. And because she shops on like Depop a lot and she's all about the secondhand, she wanted to do Marketplace and she chose Marketplace. Sorry guys, the camera switched off. I don't know what PLT Marketplace is. So let me search it up. I'll be surprised if it's like, I literally do think it's like Depop, but for Pretty Little Thing clothes. But let me check. Sorry guys, I'm scratching my nose. PLT Marketplace, buy and sell clothing, Pretty Little Thing. 0% selling fees in the first month, resell, rewear, recycle. So I'm confused, what is it? Oh, so it's an app. Okay, first of all, I think India looks absolutely amazing in the pictures. She literally looks amazing. I see it on the underground all the time. I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks so good. What is Pretty Little Thing Marketplace? With PLT Marketplace, we're dedicated to creating a space where like-minded buyers and sellers can join the pre-loved movement. Creating community for those who love to thrift and are constantly striving for more mindful when it comes to how they consume fashion. So this is not a criticism of India at all. I love India. I literally love India, okay? This is gonna be, I told you this video is gonna be biased, all right? I love India. But I don't know whether, so I don't know whether they strict, you can only sell Pretty Little Thing clothing on there. I'm going to assume you, let me have a look. Okay, so I think you can actually sell whatever you want, or is it just Pretty Little Thing? Oh no, okay, I think it, so you, oh, okay, you link it with your PLT account and then you resell your past orders. Okay, got it. So this is not a criticism of India, by the way, because I really like her. But this PLT Marketplace is obviously like a massive greenwashing, like greenwashing load of crap, because Pretty Little Thing is like one of the most unethical fast fashion brands about. So obviously they aren't doing it of the kindness of their own hearts because they want to support the pre-loved movement. Like, no, they're doing it because they realize they're under probably a lot of scrutiny right now, and setting up a buying and selling like a Depop for Pretty Little Thing clothes is like a very lucrative idea, and it sort of like gets sort of like the hot water off them for being a fast fashion brand, and it's like doing their bit for sustainability. Apart from like buying things brand new, like I was listening to the download this morning and they said Pretty Little Thing only lasts one wash cycle. Like the PLT Marketplace as a whole is just like a bit pointless. Like, and I would not be surprised at all if they shut it down, if they shut down the app in like a year or 2 years time. So the next thing you guys wanted me to judge was Tasha X eBay, which I think is so cool. So I think the way that it works is she just buys things off eBay and then she posts about it on Instagram. I think that's so cool. I shop off eBay quite a lot, and guys, sorry, if they want to do a Dawn Teresa X eBay collab, I'm here. I think it's great. I think it's like, again, super sustainable. The most sustainable, first of all, the most sustainable thing you can do. And again, I'm not a sustainability queen, okay? I do shop fast fashion here and there because it's literally, fast fashion is almost inescapable. The most sustainable thing you can do is not buy stuff at all. But the second most sustainable thing you can do is buy secondhand. And eBay is great for that. And I love Tasha. I love her style. Like, even though I wasn't, like, huge on her during the show, but, like, towards the end, especially when, like, Luca was being horrible to her, towards the end, I started to really, really like her. And I just love her style. I love her style. I think her style is really unique. And I just think that she dresses really well. And, like, she shops a lot of small businesses. She tags a lot of small businesses. And I just think the eBay thing is so cool. I think eBay sponsoring Love Island as well was so cool. It was such a shame to see people, because I saw it a lot on TikTok, people saying, like, oh my God, imagine going on Love Island and being stuck with eBay instead of I Saw It First. I'm not, like, I feel like I sound like a really judgy, like, oh my God, if you shop fast fashion, like, obviously if there are, like, financial, like, obviously if you financially can only shop fast fashion, that's fine. I only shop fast fashion for years, but, like, of all fast fashion things, I genuinely recommend avoiding places like Pretty Little Thing, I Saw It First, because the clothing is so poor quality that you will spend more in the long run, like, buying I Saw It First and Pretty Little Thing than if you were, and again, I'm not talking about slow fashion, but if you were to buy from sort of a less fast fashion-y brand, I know it's sort of all the same, but, like, again, weekday, do very good quality basics. Like, if you were to actually, like, buy something from, like, a £10 crop top from, or, like, a £10 basic top from Weekday rather than a £2 basic top from I Saw It First, you would that would last you longer and you'd save more money in the long run. Again, I get worried when I talk about fast fashion in case I sound really patronizing, especially as someone who literally does still buy fast fashion here and there. Because it's all a journey, it's all a process. But yeah, no, I really, really like it. I think it's really refreshing. I think it's a good change. It's a shame to see people, like, shitting on eBay and thinking that eBay's bad. Because, guys, eBay's good. eBay is good. I got such a nice DKNY handbag, which I was going to buy one off Depop, and people were selling on Depop for £45. And I got one which was bigger. It was bigger on eBay for £20 in a bid. I won. Yeah. So the next thing people wanted me to judge, Ekansu x Opoly. So let me have a look now. Opoly is another fast fashion brand, which, I don't buy directly from them that much. The last time I bought directly from Opoly was just under a year ago. But I do search up Opoly on Vinted and Depop because Opoly quality is genuinely really good. All of the Opoly stuff I have in my wardrobe, I have had for years. So let me search up Opoly. So Opoly is one of the fast fashion brands that genuinely does have pretty good quality clothing. And I really recommend looking for Opoly stuff secondhand. But let me have a look. Ekansu. All right, I can see it. So this is a collection. So I think that she actually helped design this. Like, it's not an edit. So the first thing I just want to make it clear. I love Ekansu. I love Ekansu. Like, am I an Ekansu stan? So the first thing we have here is, like, a halter. So let me have a look. So it is it's like a set, and it's like khaki green, and it's got this sort of large floral pattern on it. First of all, it has these rings in it. And guys, you know, you see those TikToks all the time where people go up to people and goes, what's your least favorite fashion trend at the moment? It's my dream for that to happen to me because I have it all set out in my head. And one of the things is places putting silver rings in their clothing, because I think that it makes it look so much cheaper. Stitch the damn fabric together, okay? I don't like silver rings, okay? I think that it looks cheap. I don't like this outfit. I'm sorry, Ekin. Ekin looks amazing. But I don't like this outfit. I think that the big sort of floral designs look like wallpaper, but, like, not like, again, what is up with this 2007 resurgence at the moment? This wallpaper is the exact same wallpaper as one of my dad's ex-girlfriends, who was my stepmom for, like, 6-7 years. She had wallpaper like this, except it was purple, because she was one of those women, you know, like, women that are obsessed with purple? Like, there's everyone that likes colour on a normal degree, apart from women who like purple. Like, she was like Marie from Breaking Bad. Everything in her house was purple. So, yeah. I don't like that. We're not off to a good start, Ekin. Next we have Okay, so there's another, like, it's a cowl neck maxi dress, and I think the shape of it's really nice. Sorry, The Shape of You by Ed Sheeran just popped into my head, and I literally hate that song because when I worked in the salon, we had the same playlist playing every single day for 2 years, and Shape of You is one of the songs. But they have that same big, like, ugly wallpaper floral print. Oh my god, this is so nice. This is a long sleeve cutout mini dress ivory. So it's like a cutout ivory dress, and it's got these sheer sleeves. Not huge on the asymmetrical cutouts. I think if the cutouts were more symmetrical, I'd prefer it. But it's very nice. I love the colour. I think the colour's lovely. And I love the sleeves as well. And then the next one's similar to that one, where it's sort of like this corsety mini dress, again, in that really nice ivory cream colour. But it's got, again, I'm not huge on I like asymmetry, but I don't think I like asymmetry when it comes to sort of, like, O-poly glam. Like, asymmetry doesn't remind me of O-poly, do you know what I mean? So, again, it's that really nice ivory colour, but it's got one sheer sleeve, and it's got a weird sort of, like, strap here, and then it's got a ring, another damn ring! O-poly have a silver ring agenda, the same way that Pretty Little Thing have a trilby agenda. Oh my gosh, this damn horrible, again, we've got the horrible big wallpaper. I think the shape of the corset top's really nice, but the wallpaper floral print is back, and they have it with a matching skirt. Oh, I am being... it's like O-poly heard me. And they keep giving me more and more of this hideous wallpaper print. Don't like the wallpaper print. Again, they have trousers, dress. What were they thinking? I don't think anyone would like this. I don't think this is very nice. Ekinzu, no. So this one is a cutout dress. It's got sleeves, but it has that wallpaper print again. And then it has, like, this lace tie-up on the side. I don't like it. And they have the same dress in ivory, which I would like if it didn't have the lace up on the side. Oh, this is a nice one. It is a long midi cowl dress in, like, a champagne-y kind of colour. Oh my gosh, it says wallpaper print, but it's in orange! What were O-poly thinking? Oh, they've got an orange... I saw this on the catwalk and I didn't like it. They have an orange corset dress with 5 silver rings. Okay, this one's a nice one. It's like a bright orange cutout dress with sleeves. Not huge on, like, the bright orange colour, but it is nice. They have more ugly wallpaper print, more wallpaper print, more wallpaper print. Literally scrolling through, more wallpaper print. More wallpaper print, and then they have olive green and all the other dresses which I showed. I guess all the ratings out of 10 just went out the window, didn't they? There were certain things that I liked, and one thing I can assure you guys, those dresses are going to be really good quality. And O-poly have, like, really nice fitted dresses where, like, they always have sort of a bit of a corseting effect, which is nice. But I don't want to say it because I love Ekinzu. I love Ekinzu. But I didn't like the collection. I'm sorry, Ekin. I'm sorry. I love you. I'm sorry. So next thing. So a few people wanted me to talk about the nightclub appearances, which is something I find really interesting. Not all Love Islanders do them. It's usually only people that sort of, like, either weren't in there for that long or they, like, were in there for, like, half the time. Basically, I don't know how much they get paid from these club appearances, but over here in the UK, they will go around to nightclubs and do club appearances, and they'll take photos, or sometimes they literally just go on a stage for 10 minutes. But I think that they get paid, like, a decent amount of money for it. Like, I saw Danica do it, and Danica looked like she was actually having a lot of fun. How much do Love Islanders get paid for club appearances? Sorry, I can't stop staring at this horrible blister on my hand. I can't remember whether I said this on the version which I actually wasn't even recording. I was making a camembert, which I covered it in delicious honey, and then I pulled it out of the oven and I spilt the honey all over my hand. like out of a 200 degree oven. Oh, okay. So this is from Cosmopolitan. So, and it's from 2019. So let's take inflation into fact. £5,000 an hour. Okay. They're onto something. They are onto something. I think we'd all do an appearance at Prism Watford for £5,000. Yeah, no, I get it. I rate it. Like, look, people think it's a bit cringy, but also, like, who cares? £5,000 an hour. I think I'd do anything for £5,000 an hour. So, what else have we got? We have got... Every year, the boys will do a collection with Boohoo Man. So, let's have a look on Boohoo Man and see what is going on there. Oh my god, sorry, this is the first time I've ever gone on a men's clothing website and I literally just went like, ugh. Like, I feel like I shouldn't be there. Like, I was like, I've never been on here before. Like, it was so weird. I've never had that experience before where I literally just like went on this website. I was like, what the fuck am I doing? So how do I look on the collections? Collections, here we go. So, Sway Lee, Ennerly Chopper, Kyle Walker. Okay, so I don't think maybe they didn't do a collection this year, or maybe the collection's already done. Yeah, no, it is November, to be fair. So I guess we're not, but I saw that Davidine was collaborating with Prezzo. So I want to have a look at that. What is Davidine x Prezzo? Because the way that he asked Ekinsu to move in with him was with a Prezzo board. Let's look at that. Okay. So, yeah, no, so he's just like collaborating with Prezzo and he was giving away free tiramisu at Prezzo. But I do wonder though, because so Prezzo is like a British Italian like branch. And I haven't eaten at Prezzo in literally years, but like it's like sort of Pizza Express. Like it's nice. It's all right. One thing I write about Prezzo is when I was a vegan, they do really, really good vegan cheese pizzas. Because like everywhere else, vegan cheese is terrible apart from Prezzo. Prezzo do really, really good vegan cheese from my memory of when I was a vegan. But I find it really interesting because like I could be wrong, but I'm not under the belief that Prezzo is like authentic Italian food. Like it's like sort of like, you know when Domino's tried to open a branch in Italy and Italian people were like, what the fuck, this is awful. Like, I don't know, I just wonder. Like, I'm just curious. Like, does he actually like Prezzo? To be fair, if he's getting paid for it, then like a lot for it, then fair enough. And like, it's not that the food's bad. I just don't think it's like authentic Italian food, you know? But I rate it either way. Good for him. Someone said that Coco collaborated with Iceland, and I have to have a look at this. I had a viral Coco tweet. It had like 3,000 likes. Calm down, Jordan. Whenever I have a tweet get a lot of likes, I always think of that Hermione Granger picture where she's like, OMG, a hit tweet. Like, that was with my Coco tweet because she was like in sort of like the social media sphere for like quite a long time for a while because she like caused the drama. She bought the drama. Like I rated Coco on that sense of she was very, very dramatic. And she said that she'd like slept with Deji or something. And I tweeted like everything I've learned about Coco has been against my will, which is true. So let's search up Coco Love Island and see what comes up. I can't see anything. Whoever said that Coco collaborated with Iceland was a liar. Let me look at her Instagram. One second. Sorry, guys. Sorry, I feel like I always need to fill the space with me talking because I don't want you guys to be bored. I can't see anything. Who lied to me? Who lied to me? Maybe it's true. Maybe she did it on a story and that's why we can't see it. Someone asked me to talk about some of Molly May's collabs. I've obviously spoken about Molly May before on this podcast. I've been critical of her. She's pregnant, baby. Congrats to her. But also I'm just sort of widely more critical of her because she is literally the creative director of Pretty Little Thing. That's so random. Like, that's crazy that she became the creative director of Pretty Little Thing from going on Love Island. Like, that's insane. But someone told me to, like, rate, like, her Beauty Works collection. And look, I used to buy so much of Molly Mae's products, and I still use her fake tan. Her fake tan is still like the best fake tan I've used, and I buy it off Look Fantastic, and I'm not gonna change. Like, I've tried Saint Tropez, and Saint Tropez sucks. But what was I saying? Her beauty works. One thing about Molly Mae is I think that she was sort of good in the fact where she was all, you could tell she was collaborating with brands which she actually used. And beauty works, apart from their extensions, which I tried, and they are the worst fucking thing ever. Like, they're good for like the first few weeks, and then like literally they turn to apps. Like, my old extensions were just turned to absolute dog shit. I had them when I had red hair. By the way, I want to cut my hair soon, I think. Like, I want to cut it short, like maybe to like here, but I'm not sure because I haven't had short hair in a really, really long time. And the last time I had short hair was when I had red hair, and it was really dark, and I just hated the way that it looked. And it was also when I was like severely depressed as well. So now I just associate short hair with being sad, even though like when I had short hair, I was actually really sexy. Like, when I had short blonde hair. Sorry, but yeah, no, her beauty works, like tools and stuff. Like, I bought a bunch. Like, you can buy all her curling irons and stuff with Vinted for really, really cheap, by the way. They're actually really good. I actually really, really rate them. The next one, someone asked me to do Tommy Fury x Hellmann's mayonnaise. So I had to do this quick Google, because obviously someone said Coco x Love Island x Iceland, and it wasn't there. So let me search up Tommy Fury. Okay, Tommy Fury stars in Hellmann's mayonnaise advert with Molly Mae. Tommy's Fury head has been turned by saucy new video. This is off the Hellmann's website. Okay. Tommy Fury's head has been turned in a saucy new video. Love Island star Tommy Fury has coupled up with Hellmann's following his confession that he consumed a bucket full of mayonnaise every day in the villa. What? So I think this is cool. Now, a lot of people, see, I feel like there's a line when it comes to sort of doing like food collaboration. So clearly, Tommy likes Hellmann's mayonnaise and he eats it a lot. So that collaboration totally makes sense. I actually think that's kind of cool. Like, sorry, but if Lurpak Butter came up to me and said they want to do Jawn Teresa x Lurpak Butter, even though I'm not rating Lurpak right now because their butters are fucking fiver. So I buy like the smaller block so it doesn't feel as painful than to spend a fiver on a tub of butter. But Lurpak is my favorite butter. So like that would make sense and that would be really cool. Or, oh my God, Jawn Teresa x Marmite. Ideas, ideas, everyone, ideas. Jawn Teresa x Marmite. That's so cool. But yeah, no, so if it's like something that you actually eat every day and you actually enjoy, I think it's really cool. But if you don't, then it's like kind of a bit weird. Like if it was like Jawn Teresa x jam, I never eat jam. Or Jawn Teresa x Flora, I never use Flora butter. It would just look a bit weird. Do you know what I mean? Not like, I mean, it's now on the record. If you guys ever see me doing a Flora collab, you know it's lies. It's lies. And then the one I'm going to finish off with is because, sorry, my boyfriend texted me saying that I look really sexy. Ah! Sorry, I don't know why I'm getting so excited. So the one I'm going to finish off with, because I have been recording for 54 minutes, the one I'm going to finish off with is Paige Thorne x Forever Unique. So I don't actually, so all I saw on TikTok was that she was designing the collection. I don't know whether it's actually come out yet. I haven't actually ever heard of Forever Unique. Maybe it's because it's probably not my style that I haven't heard of it. I've never heard of Forever Unique before. All right, it's out. Shop the collection. Sorry, I just find this stuff so, sorry, this has been a very exciting, fun episode to film. So this is a reaction. I've never looked at this before. Oh. Okay. This clearly isn't my style. This isn't my style. So that we have, this is very not, this isn't very Paige at all. I'm trying to sort of backtrack and think back to how she used to dress in the villa. She used to dress very much just like sort of party girl glam, you know, like not sort of as old and mature. That was peak. Sorry, Gemma Owen. But not sort of like as corporate or old as Gemma. But she used to dress like sort of very girly, like very like, again, sort of glam. Like, I guess like sort of I saw it first. That's the only way I can sort of associate her style. This, I was not expecting this at all. So the first thing we have is a newspaper print full satin skirt. It won't let me click on it. Okay, here we go. So it's a newspaper print long skirt and a matching shirt, which has like a sort of little tie-up bow on it. So I'm not against the newspaper print. I think newspaper print is actually coming back into fashion, even though I'm being very reluctant because I feel like newspaper print is going to be a micro trend. So I'm trying to sort of avoid buying anything for now until I think like realize, it's like, see if I like it. I don't really think I like it that much. I think maybe it's like sort of a little halter neck top, like, oh, like Carrie's newspaper print dress in Sex and City. I love that. I think that's gorge, but I don't like this, but also I recognize that it's not my style. I just don't think, did not see that this is very Paige at all. Sorry, but I do not think that she would wear this. So let's have a look. And apparently she like designed this. That was really rude. I don't mean it like that, but sort of like, how much do these of these collect, when people release a collection with a fast fashion brand, like how much have they actually designed? So the next one we have is a red tiered tulle dress. To be fair, is Forever Unique fast fashion? I don't know, because this dress is £150, so it might not be fast fashion. I take that back. Red tiered tulle dress plunge. So this is like a big tulle red dress. This is cute. It's not my thing, but like, it looks cute. Yeah, it looks cute. And then they also have that newspaper print in a midi slip dress with a cowl neck. Now that's nice. I think that's nice. And then the next thing is the polka dot tulle mini dress. Yeah, this is nice. Again, it's not my style, but it's cute. It's cute. It's not like that first outfit, which I just didn't really like at all. That sort of nice tulle dress. Again, I wouldn't really picture Paige wearing it, but I do think it's nice. See, it's so difficult to judge things which so clearly are not your style. Like, oh, this pink tailored bodysuit jumpsuit. This is £109. I don't think this is fast fashion. I take back what I said about the fast fashion. I'm going to Google it later. But yeah, no, this, it's like a pink, Barbie pink bodysuit. I think that's really nice. And I picture Paige wearing it as well. And again, there's like this sort of mini dress. It's like a poofy one and it's red. That's really nice too. This is a mini, like a tall mini dress, pink with a black belt. I actually really like that. I wouldn't wear it myself, but it's like quite nostalgic, that sort of shade of pink with a black belt. Like, it kind of reminds me of New Look, but like in a good way. I'm gonna finish this quickly because I've been recording for absolute ages and there's so many clothes in this collection. Oh my god. Sorry, I should have dedicated more time to this, but my friend Jake is waiting in the living room and I'm like, sorry, I'm recording a podcast episode. Overall, I think this collection is nice. I can imagine it's good quality because of the price. I don't know whether Forever Unique's fast fashion or not. But some of it's like not that much of Paige's style at all. But like, also I think a lot of it's actually quite nice. I definitely prefer this collection to Gemma's collection. And I think I actually prefer this collection to Ekansu's because I think a lot of this stuff's actually really unique. I'm going to pop some more stuff on the screen, but a lot of stuff's really unique. It's fun. Like, I mean, it's not a lot of it, I think, is like Paige's style, but also I don't think that's a bad thing. But yes, I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. I've nearly been recording for an hour now, so I'm going to go. I hope you guys enjoyed this. If you're on YouTube, make sure you give it a thumbs up. If you're on Spotify or Apple, make sure you rate it. And I will see you guys next week for a next episode. Bye.